As you all know, July 4th is just a few days away. And take this time, a few moments to pray for ourselves and for this country. Most of us are either citizen or permanent resident here. Some of them will pursue study, may end up one day to be a permanent resident in this country. And certainly, even though we are not particularly political, many of us, yet we cannot flee from the responsibility and the concern of a country that we live in. Just want to share a little passage from Daily Bread. Some of you used it as a devotion. I'm moving a little forward to July 4th. You know, the Chinese has three big invention. You know, one of them is gunpowder. And the author of this devotion used this as a topic of sharing the message for this special occasion. She said, every year when we sing our national anthem and enjoy the vibrant patterns created by, quote, bombs bursting in the air, I remind myself that most bombs are deadly, not beautiful like the firework display. Although both use similar ingredients, one is intended to kill, the other to entertain. In this metaphor, we see an example of how something can be used for both good and evil. In the hands of capable, careful, and caring people, something dangerous becomes glorious. But the opposite is also true. Freedom, the very thing we celebrate with fireworks, can also be used for good and evil. As believers in Christ, we are free from the restrictive Mosaic law, or the Old Testament law. But the Bible warns us not to use our spiritual wisdom for selfish purposes. Galatians 5:13 said, do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Not everyone has political and religious freedom, but all believers in Christ have spiritual freedom. We must not use it as a weapon to impose our will on others, but to display the glory of God's will. I think it is very appropriate for this time to look good for this special holiday weekend and July 4th coming up. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, as we look forward to this special time of the year when we'll be busy with different events, we particularly take this opportunity to pray for our country in this year of presidential election, that you will not let the principle of the founding fathers be falling by the wayside. We pray for the leadership of this country, that you will be in control, especially for the events that's coming up for the next few months, especially the November election. Even though certain ideology of our presidential candidates are not particularly biblical and in opposition to our belief, we still pray, Lord, that you will be in full control as to the future direction of this country and also as to its moral values. We thank you for our individual spiritual freedom that we can enjoy, but also pray for those around the world who are lacking this spiritual, lacking this political and religious freedom because of the world they are living in. And that your faith will continue to persevere. Because you are the creator, you are the beginner and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you give us strength against the evil currents of this world and protect us from the polluted ideologies that may face us daily, especially through the media. We pray that you continue to be faithful to you in our daily living, as individual, as family, and as a Christian community. We thank you particularly for the freedom we can enjoy. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to look forward to you. In spite of our various frustration with you with the daily event and the future, uncertain future of this country, that you will be graceful, that you will continue to make this nation a blessing. For we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Last of all, I want to know if our sister Gong Yu is here. Sister Gong Yu. I was given a note just this morning by Brother Bao that one of our sisters in the church, one name, some of you know her, Sister Gong Yu, her little brother was killed in an auto accident in China. And she is actually trying to find a ticket to go back home to join the family, particularly some of you who know her. So we just bow our head together for a few minutes to pray for her and her family as she goes through this difficult time. So we bow our head and pray together and take a few moments. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for Sister Gong Yu at this time. You all can understand how difficult it is because of the loss of a loved one, especially for some of us who have experienced this in the past. Lord, life and death is in your hand. A lot of time we do not understand how things happen or why things happen, but we all know that you are just and loving God. You let things happen for a certain reason, even though you may not understand it. We pray for our sisters this time and her loss in the family and her intended trip back to her home to spend time with her family in this special time of grieving. We pray that you give her strength, give her faith and continual support that you are in control in spite of how things happen. And that you give her a safe journey home to have a comforting time with her family. For we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Jamie's 第9章第8到15节 我们先一起读中文 然后再读英文
Now is a scripture reading. Today's scripture to read is Judges chapter 9 verse 8 to 15. Let's read it in Chinese first and then English.
士师记第9章第8到 9节 第八节，我们来一起读。有一时，树木要高入树为王，管理他，就去对橄榄树说：“请你做我们的王。”橄榄树回答说：“我岂肯自顾不宁使求不尊重人理由，在众树之上。”树木对无花果树说：“请你来做我们的王。”无花果树回答说：“我岂肯资助树先甜蜜的果子，招摇在众树之上呢？”树木对无花果树说：“请你来做我们的王。”无花果树回答说：“我岂肯资助是神和人喜乐的醒酒，飘摇在众树之上呢？”众树对荆棘说：“请你来做我们的王。”荆棘回答说：“你们若诚诚实实招我为王，就要投在我的荫下，不然越火从荆棘里出来，烧灭黎巴嫩的四棵树。”
How let's read English. Genesis chapter 9, verse 8 to 9. Let's start.
One day, the trees went out to anoint kings for themselves. They said to the olive tree, "We are king." But the olive tree answered, "Shall I give up my oil, by which both God and man are honored, to hold sway over the trees?" The next thing the tree said to the olive tree, "Come and be our king." And the fig tree replied,So I give up my fruit, so good, so sweet, to the whole way of the trees. Then the tree said to the vine, Come and be our king. But the vine answered, Should I give up my wine, which treated both God and man, to the whole way of the trees? Finally, all the trees said to the compass,Come and be our king. The sunburst said to the trees, If you really want to annoy me, king, nor you, let's say. But
let the fire come out of the compass and consume all the trees.
下面是正道的时候，我们今天继续由邱弟兄、邱牧提弟兄正道，他正道的题目是领袖的试探。
We are pleased to have Brother Mu Tian Qiu to give a sermon today. His sermon title is "The Trying Judge's Trail."
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Today's passage from the parable of the trees, which we'll find in the book of Judges.
进里面来看这个主题。感谢长老带我们祷告，为了这个国家跟领袖。今天我们要读的，我们读过的这段经文啊，以及这个背景啊，里面有一个潜在的或者潜藏的意义，就是恶有恶报。
In considering a text from the book of Judges, we are actually considering a troubled period in the history of Israel.
我们今天所看的是以色列一个比较困难的时代。
During the period of Judges, unlike the neighboring countries, Israel had no physical human king to rule them over.
那时候呢，以色列当中没有王。
And the great leaders Moses and Joshua were dead.
摩西跟约书亚已经过世了。
We read in the book itself, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
所以四世纪很清楚地说，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In other words, people place the law in their hands and do whatever they want.
也就是说，谁要掌握这个解释律法的权利，他们就可以做他们所要的。
The Israel was sinning greatly against God by worshiping idols.
那时候以色列人啊，在信仰上也是跟拜着这些假神。
And doing and committing all kinds of sins.
做很多在神眼中看为恶的事情。
Because of this, God sent the Midianites to rule them over for 7 years.
所以神就让米甸人来欺负他们七年。
Every time Israel planted crops, the Midianites will come and destroy them by moving on and onto the land and trampling the crops.
以色列人在这七年当中，当他们有收成的时候，米甸人就会过来劫掠他们。
A short time after, God answers Israel's cry by raising up Gideon as their judge.
以色列人向神哭求，神就兴起了基甸来做他们的士师。
With a carefully chosen band of 300 men, Gideon surprised the Midianite soldiers by driving them out.
Gideon 小心地拣选了300个人跟着他，并且用这300个人把米甸人驱逐到外界去。
The decisive victory provoked the people of Israel to proclaim Gideon the king over them.
因为基甸的大胜利，以至于他的百姓都要起来拥戴他做以色列的王。
The Israelites believed that Gideon had saved them.
因为他们相信，因为基甸战胜的缘故，拯救了整个民族。
They failed to see it's God's hand behind it.
但是他们却没有看到是神的手在后面帮助基甸。
Gideon refused their request by saying, "I will not rule over you, nor shall my son rule over you. The Lord will rule over you.
但基甸却回答他们说，我不愿意做你们的王，我不要做王来辖管你们，我的儿子也不会做王来辖管你们，因为自有神来管你们。
Typically in Sunday school when we read the story of Gideon, we think Gideon is a righteous person because he said this.
我们看到基甸刚刚所讲的话，所以在这个主日学里面，我都常常教导说，基甸是一个很合神心意的人。
But actually, Gideon only paid lip service to God's rule over Israel and his own life.
但事实上，我们仔细看基甸的生活，他所讲的那些只不过是嘴巴上讲讲而已。
He said God was the king, but in reality, he lived as though he was the king.
他虽然嘴巴上说神是你们的王，但事实上他自己过的就像一个王的生活。
He robbed God's glory when he took the credit for the victory with just 300 men.
也就是说，基甸掠夺了神的荣耀，他没有把这个神用三百个人拯救以色列这样的荣耀归给神。
And he didn't correct Israel's wrong belief either.
他也没有去矫正我更正以色列人错误的想法。
He took the credit for the victory by asking people to give him the golden earring from their share of the plunder.
他反而去要求以色列人把这些从米甸人身上掳掠来的这些首饰金银交给他。
With them, Gideon melted all the gold and made an ephod.
他用这些得到的金子做了一个以弗德。
An ephod is a fancy vest that's important for important Jewish leaders to wear on certain important ceremonial events.
以弗德是旧约里面犹太的祭司跟领导，他们在做一些祭祀典礼的时候所穿的一个很圣洁的一个袍子。
Gideon put the ephod on display, and all of Israel worshipped it.
但基甸却制造了，用金子制造了这样一个以弗德，并且设立在他的本城。
This made God angry, and it became a snare for Gideon's family.
以色列人就拜了这个以弗德，而惹神的愤怒。
His son Abimelech.
他的儿子叫做亚比米勒。
Which literally means my father is king.
这个亚比米勒事实上的名字就是说我父亲是王。
He was born of a concubine in Shechem.
他事实上是一个婢女，是一个使女，生跟基甸生的孩子。
And he sought for a kingdom for himself.
但他却把这个基甸的王国抢过来。
The motive to be king was not to serve his people.
所以他的动机并不是要服侍以色列人。
But to gain power.
反而是要窃夺那样的权力。
With ruthless efficiency, Abimelech had his 70 brothers brutally and publicly executed.
他甚至非常的无情，在一天之内把他70个兄弟全部当众杀掉。
But Abimelech did not succeed in killing all of his brothers.
可是有一个最小的逃掉了。
Jotham, the youngest, escaped and survived.
就是约坦。
Later on, when the Shechemites had proclaimed Abimelech their king, Jotham spoke a parable of the trees to them.
后来事件那个地方的人拥戴亚比米勒做王的时候，约坦就讲了今天我们所念的这个用树来做比喻的这段话。
Jotham's parable is about three valuable trees which are offered kingship but refused.
约坦所说的这样的比喻是有关三种有用的非常有用的树。
They were offered to be king but they refused.
这三种树呢都被其他的树选为他们的王，但是他们三种树都拒绝了。
Only the thorn bush, the forest species, accepts with the provision.
就最后这个荆棘愿意接受这个王位。
In verse 5, in Judges 9, verse 15, we read, the thorn bush answered, "If you really want to anoint me king over you, come and take refuge in my shade."
第十五节我们刚刚所念的，荆棘回答说，你们若诚诚实实的高我做王，就要投在我的荫下。
The parable's message was clear.
所以这个比喻非常的清楚。
The men of Shechem were the trees, were like the trees who sought after a king.
这些事件人要来拥戴亚比米勒做王，就好像那些树一样。
But the thorn bush is a quite unlikely candidate.
但是荆棘是最不配的一种树。
Actually, there is no shade, no comfort or protection from a thorn bush.
因为荆棘本身并不能够提供遮荫，或是凉爽，或是保护。
It has no leaves, it has only thistles.
它没有叶子，只有针刺。
How could he give the promise that people should come and take refuge in my shade?
所以他怎么能够来应允他的百姓说，你来到我的荫下，我就能够给你平安，给你舒适呢？
The thorn bush is a liar.
所以这个荆棘本身就是一个说谎。
Rather, whoever wants to make a thorn bush king is in danger of fire from the thorn bush.
而且这些要拥立一个做荆棘为王的人，他们本身要遭受到从荆棘里面出来的火的灾害。
The thorn bush which chokes the trees with its embrace symbolized Abimelech, who saw the glory and honor for himself.
所以在这个比喻里面，这荆棘就代表亚比米勒这样一个只追求他自己荣耀的人，而且他要牺牲别人，不择手段。
And this prophecy, this fable, was fulfilled 3 years later.
这样的预言果然在三年之后发生了。
3 years later, the people of Shechem and Abimelech soon became displeased with each other.
所以三年之后，神就让亚比米勒，神使恶魔降在亚比米勒和事件人的中间，事件人就以诡诈待亚比米勒。
And in the battles that followed, Abimelech destroyed the people of Shechem and the city.
最后我们看到亚比米勒用方法来杀掉这些事件人。
He burned the city of Shechem with fire. He himself was also mortally wounded.
他把事件这个地方这个城烧掉了，但是他自己也受了这个致命的伤。
This parable, which had immediate application, then contains eternal application of truth.
所以刚刚我们讲到了这个故事，本身有很重要的属灵的意义在里面。
The concept behind it makes its own comment on the value of the kingly office.
刚刚所讲的这个故事里面，真的是能够让我们看到，这个作王，在这作王要有什么样的品质。
We said, like Israel, the trees are looking for a king.
就像以色列人，这些树要寻找一个王。
But this is not God's intention and timing for the Israel to have a king.
但是神在那时候的心意跟那个时间都不是正确的。
We already said that God raised judge for them.
神那时候已经告诉他们说，我要在你们中间兴起士师来管理你们。
Judges are like the olive, fig, and vine.
士师在当时就好像我们所念到的这橄榄树、无花果树跟葡萄树一样。
They serve their function as God took over them for His deliverance purpose.
士师在当时是神选立的，并且由神来帮助这些以色列人。
They are planted in the soil of God's own Holy Spirit.
他们是神所高立的，就好像种在神的土地上面一样。
They would not tear themselves from the soil and stop bearing fruit.
他们不会白占地图不结果子。
In order to float all about or soaring over in mid-air like over other trees to be a king.
而且他们不会在别的树上面来辖管其他的人。
We know that olive, figs, and vine are among the most valuable products native to the land of Israel.
我们知道这三种树所出的橄榄油、果子等等，在以色列人的生活里面是非常重要的。
The tree's argument, therefore, is that they are not willing to leave their useful tasks.
所以刚刚这三种树他们的回答都是说，他们不愿意放弃他们本身的功能，来享受作王的荣耀。
They don't want to take on the dubious privilege of an exalted but uncertain superiority.
他们不愿意去接受这种虚无的荣耀。
The parable carries an inner message related to spiritual life.
这个预言也告诉我们关于这个属灵生命里面的重要性。
Trees are mentioned throughout the Bible from the beginning to the end.
圣经里面常常用树来代表属灵的生活。
From trees in the Garden of Eden to the trees of life described in the John's Revelation.
我们从创世纪里面伊甸园里面树，一直到启示录里面约翰所说的在圣城当中、新耶路撒冷当中的树，生命树。
Man in himself, in all that belongs to him, is like a tree.
所以人以及他所拥有的东西，就像一个树一样。
This is indicated where we read in the Psalms that the man who trusts in the Lord is being like a tree planted by flowing streams.
就好像诗篇第一篇第三节里面说，人就我们应该要像一个基督徒，就应该像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
It yields its fruit at the proper time, and its leaves never fall off.
按时结果子，叶子也不枯干。
Specifically, we are told that the olive tree of the parable signifies heavenly goodness.
所以我们看到这个橄榄树代表的是属天的这种好处。
Its oil is used for divine appointment of the priest, prophet, and king.
这油是用来膏抹祭司、先知或是君王的。
As for the vine, it's the principle of that heavenly goodness.
同样的，葡萄树，葡萄也是代表了这种天上的美善。
In John 15, we read, Jesus Christ is the true vine.
我们在约翰福音十五章里面读到说，我就是真葡萄树。
And to whom we are like branches and have to be connected to him in order to bearing spiritual fruit.
那我们是树葡萄树的这些枝子，我们必须要跟主连接在一起，才能够结属灵的果子。
The fig tree also signifies a more external goodness or morality of life.
无花果代表的是这些属天的好处，也代表人的道德。
And lastly, we also mentioned the cedar of Lebanon.
最后提到的是黎巴嫩的香柏树。
The cedar of Lebanon is like the landmarks of a good life.
这种大又高又大的树是在当地可以说像是一个地标一样的东西。
We know it is the most precious wood that was used for the construction of God's temple.
是神用来所罗门王在建圣殿的时候所用的最珍贵、最上等的材料，是盖圣殿里面大梁跟这个柱子用的。
Yes, pillars and beams. Yes, and genuine good is all from the Lord.
所以这些好处都是从神而来。
Yet we can tell this from these trees. This is expressed in a parable by the answer of the trees. They said, "Should I cease to giving my oil, with which they honor God and man, and go sway over the trees?"
所以就像刚刚这个橄榄树所说的，我岂肯只住供奉神和尊重人的油，飘飘在众树之上？
Should I cease my sweetness and my good fruit and go to sway over the trees? Said the fig.
或者是像无花果树所说的，我岂肯止住所结甜美的果子，飘飘在众树之上？
Should I cease my new wine which cheers both God and man and go sway over trees? Said the vine.
葡萄树说，我岂肯止住使神和人喜乐的新酒，飘飘在众树之上？
These noble trees have a noble significance.
这些珍贵高尚的树，它们有很重要的意义。
The life of Christian must work itself out in the preservation and increase of these fruits.
所以我们基督徒也应该像这样的树一样，来坚韧来守住我们的美德。
They are the ways of the Lord.
神喜悦这样的方式。
Now application one, to think twice before you set out to make yourself your king.
所以这边有几项对于这段经文的应用。第一个就是在你想要为你自己封你自己为王以前，你要仔细的思想两次。
For those who don't know well, Gideon is a judge.Did great things for the kingdom of God.
对圣经不是了解那么深的人，好像我们也看到说，基甸似乎对神的这个国有很大的贡献。
Indeed, he did great things for the kingdom of God.
他确实为以色列人做了重要的贡献。
He set out to be a really shy and doubtful person.
他原来是一个很害羞没有自信的一个年轻人。
When God sent an angel to raise him as judge, he doubted several times. He asked for signs, for confirmation.
因为神在呼召他的时候，他很胆小，他跟神要了几次要这样的一个确据。
For the first time, it's a dry fleas outside the door on the ground.
第一次是。
干的羊毛，
干的羊毛。
And the second time, he asked for a wet fleece, outside on the ground in the morning.
第二次是湿的羊毛。
And for the third time, God confirmed his calling of Gideon through the utterance of a soldier from his enemy camp.
所以第三次是他出去听到这个对方的对方这个敌人。 军人在两个人在讲话。
So in spite of his doubts, fears, skepticism, Gideon rose to be used by God and led 300 men to witness God's deliverance.
虽然他是这样一个信心微小的人，但是神仍然兴起他，并且只用了3000人就啊。
300。
对不起，300个人就除掉了这些米甸人。
Sadly, instead of continuing adoring God and worshiping Him.
但很可惜的，基甸并本来是应该啊荣耀神，并且啊尊荣神的。
He did whatever he wanted and do without regard to God's will.
但他却按照自己的喜好去行，没有按照神的心意。
In Judges 8, we find out that his revenge against the people of Sukkoth who choose not to support him, this was not God's will.
在第八章里面，我们看到他杀掉了苏哥的这些人。因为这些人怀疑他的领导地位，但这不是出于神的心意。
Making an ephod for himself was not God's will.
然后他用金子做这个以弗德，也当然不是神的心意。
As we have mentioned in the beginning, with the share of the plunder people gave to him, he used 43 pounds of gold to make an ephod.
他用了43磅的金子来做这个以弗德。以至于让以色列人陷入邪淫。
According to Moses' law, ephod is reserved exclusively for the priesthood.
根据摩西的律法，这个以弗德只有祭司才能够使用。
And thirdly, marrying a Shechemite woman, a non-Israelite, was not God's will.
第三个是他娶了这个外邦的女子做他的。生下亚比米勒，这也不是神的心意。
Naming his son Abimelech, which means my father's king, also is not God's will.
而且在与这个婢女生的孩子，命名为亚比女米勒，说意思就是我爸爸是王，这也是背叛了神的心意。
This betrays also his confession of God's kingship.
这是背叛了神的心意。
Therefore, in Judges 8:33-34, it tells us, after Gideon died, the Israelites again prostituted themselves to the Baals. They made Baal Berith their god.
所以在33节8章33、34节说，基甸死后，以色列人又去随从朱巴利行邪淫，以巴利比利土为他们的神。
The Israelites did not remain true to the Lord their God, who had delivered them from all the enemies who lived around them.
以色列人不纪念耶和华他们的神，就是拯救他们脱离视为仇敌之手的。
This passage is so ironical because for those who know, Gideon has another nickname, which is Jerubbaal.
这边我们读到这里，更加令人觉得讽刺，因为基甸有一个别名，就是耶路巴利。
Jerubbaal means the one who contends against Baal.
耶路巴利事实上就是来反对巴利的。
But the people of Israel after him embraced Baal.
但是在他死后，以色列人却去随从巴利。
As a servant of God, I often think about the kind of influence.I'm going to create to people around me.
所以作为神的仆人，我也在想，我怎么样能够影响别人。
I need to take the warning of God seriously.
我要从神那里领受他的教训。
The ways I relate to my family.
我对我家人的态度。
The ways I relate to my friends.
对我朋友的态度。
The ways I relate to people whom I meet every Sunday at church.
对着我这些每个礼拜天我所碰到的人。
These all might have influence on people's opinion and perception about God.
我都会对他们有影响，也影响到他们对神的看法。
I certainly do not want to give only lip service to God's rule.
我 当然不愿意对神的法则只是嘴上遵行而已。
And I don't want to see Abimelech kind of future leader being influenced, being raised because of my bad influence.
我也不希望我因为我的不好的影响而看到将来在教会里面有像亚比米勒这样的人兴起。
So I take God's call to lay down my pride before Him.
所以我求神让我在他面前能够放下我的骄傲。
God is my King, whom I must trust.
神是我的君王，我信靠他。
And I have to humbly following Him and serve Him.
所以我必须谦卑的来追随他。侍奉他。
I know I don't always succeed in imitating Jesus Christ the way I should.
我知道我在学习耶稣的样式的方面，我有很多的软弱跟失败。
But I have to press on to make this humble vow.
但是我愿意仍然持守这样的信念来去做。
As each Christian should also make this vow of following Jesus Christ.
我也认为。所有的基督徒应该有这样的意愿来追随耶稣。
This past Thursday, I was going back to Chicago to pack my stuff.
上个礼拜四，我回到芝加哥去拿我的东西。
And at the evening, I played basketball with people from my church.
礼拜四晚上，我就回到我的母会去跟其他人打篮球。
I like to play with those young adults, ABCs, because we have fun together always.
我特别喜欢跟这些在美国长大的华裔青少年打球。
But that it was a frustrating night for me that day.
但是礼拜四晚上我打了很不开心。
Some people here have played basketball with me, and they know my style.
中间有一些人跟我打球，知道我打球的方式。
Yeah, I like to play a little bit physical, during the game.
我打球比较，没那么温柔。
Yeah, but I know the rules well.
但是我知道，篮球的这个规则。
And I usually won't really, like to, to play.The kind of plays that will take too many efforts to win.
我打的时候并不是真正那么想要的求胜。
I use my advantages, like whenever I see, oh, I have an advantage at this play, I will use it.
我知道在哪里我可以使用我自己的长处。
So that night, I was matching against the English pastor of my church.
所以那天晚上，防守我的，或是我防守他的，就是我们的这个 youth pastor.
And he's like a size smaller than me, so I play low post against him.
所以他个子比我小一点，那我就，我有一些高度的，有一些这个优势，高度的优势。
But being scored several points, he got, I guess he got very angry.
因为我比他高一点，所以我多拿了几分，他可能就动了气。
And he started using elbows against me, and I elbowed back.
他就开始打得比较粗一点。
But I was trying to get rid of his elbow, but there is.A certain play, he started to really using his hips to push against me and using his hands to push me around.
但是越来就是两个人就打得越来越火爆。
Yeah, so I called a stop because when I never played like that against anyone, so when I got treated like that, I say we have to stop.
因为我以前从来没有跟人家打得这么样的火爆过，所以。我觉得很不舒服，我就说我不打。
I was upset because, I think a game should not be like this. So, when I say stop, but he responded to me. He said that I played like that. I played those dirty moves to him first.
我说我从来没有这样子打过，但他说是我先对他这个 粗一点的。
So I was really upset because I just didn't try to argue back.
我觉得很不舒服，我也不想再跟他争论。
And when I went back to home, I feel just so bad because I didn't even try to protect my own feelings.
所以我回去以后觉得很不舒服，我觉得我没有去保护我的感觉。
But so I pray to God, God had guided me my thoughts, and so that when I think through the night again, I feel that God has a lesson for me to learn.
但回去以后祷告，我觉得那天晚上神可能要教我一些功课。
I was happy to know and grateful to God that so many years of practicing Christian life has tuned my brain into a really meek person.
我很高兴看到我自己在经过这些基督徒这几年的基督徒生活里面，我变得是一个比较谦和的人。
At least behavior-wise.
至少在我的行为上面。
And I also pray to the pastor because I think I always care about my own image, and how could he not care about his own image as a pastor?
对，我也为他的为那个youth pastor 祷告，因为我觉得我们侍奉神的人都应该要仔细思想我们自己的生活行为。
When you and I try to be the king of our own lives, what happens is we become selfish.
我们常常为了要，因为把我们放在生活，我们生活的重心，我们就会变得自我为中心。
We try to use people for our own gain and for our own happiness, and we lose the sensibility of being compassionate.
我们要到最后会把人使用人来让我们自己得好处、得快乐，我们失去了对人该有的这样的关怀。
And sometimes we are so deep into the competition, we lose the ability to put ourselves in others' shoes.
因为竞争，有时候我们很难去从别人的角度来看事情。
We want to win the arguments.
我们总是希望我们赢。
We want to dominate our relationships.
我们要希望总是在跟别人的关系上面我们占上风。
We want to manipulate people, gossip, swear, yell, and scream.
我们希望能够在人当中能够去很聪明的来知道怎么样指挥人。
We want to have our ways at all cost.
甚至为了赢不择手段。
Recently, there is a big news in the Chinese church circle.
最近在中国的教会圈子里面有一个大新闻或大丑闻。
Some of you might not know about it, but this is really currently the biggest news there.
可能有些人还不太知道，但是在中国教会这个圈子里面是一个很大的新闻。
Pastor Kong He from City Harvest Church in Singapore.He faced three charges for committing criminal breach of trust.
这个在新加坡的 City Harvest Church, 这个姓康的牧师最近被政府控告他有三项罪嫌。
For allegedly misappropriating about $50 million from the City Harvest Church's building funds.
也就是说他窃用他被控窃用教会150万。
五千万。And so this pastor is really influential in places like Taiwan and also the west coast of US, Singapore and Hong Kong.
这个牧师的影响力虽然是在新加坡，但是他影响到台湾以及美国西岸的一些华人教会。
He was invited to preach and to evangelize at all different churches For the past decade, he preached the prosperity gospel and used the medium of pop culture to convert lots of young people.
因为在过去十年，他很成功的，来使用所谓的成功神学，并且用这个 pop music 这样的，方式吸引了很多的年轻人加入他的教会。
So, when this scandal, was exposed, it's certainly a big blow to many churches that have, trust him so much.
所以他的丑闻被揭发出来以后，令很多的教会，很多效法他的教会跌倒。
And this is still being discussed because the news is released on the past Tuesday only.
这个事情才刚刚发生，所以我们还不晓得将来的结果会如何。
And when our church leadership falls, usually our first response is to go over their heads and pray for them.
当然，我们听到这样的教会领袖跌倒的事情的时候，我们常常都会为这些领袖来祷告。
But under the table, we usually couldn't help but gossip about these things.
但私下我们也常常会对这些人有所批评。
We think there must be justice.
是的，人我们需要伸张正义。
There must be accountability.
一个人应该为自己的行为来负责。
They need to respond to their own action.
他们要为自己的后果，要承担自己所做的后果。
There should be consequences for clergy misconduct.
如果他们做的不对，他们应该要受罚。
And if possible, restoration as well.
如果可能的话，还希望在教会里面能够重新来恢复。
Or removal may be necessary when pastors abuse their position and fail to ethically shepherd their flock.
如果这些牧师确实滥用他们的职权，而且没有好好的带群羊的话，他们应该被撤走。
However, it is not pleasing God to use scorn, ridicule, or anger in response to a leader's falling.
但是我们但是如果你对这些所谓的丑闻，你的态度是你的反应是去讥笑他们，去讽刺他们，或者带着很大的这个愤怒，这样的方式是不对，不正确。
The scripture commands us to uphold our leaders in prayer, just like Elder Dude prayed, leading us in prayer earlier.
经文告诉我们要为在上位的领袖祷告。
The leadership of our church will influence the health of the church and affect many people's spiritual life.
因为在上位的人会影响整个教会，影响教会里面许多人的灵命。
We must ask God to bless us with leaders of moral courage whose foremost desire is to provide godly leadership.
所以我们常常要为教会祷告，使得教会的这些领袖们，他们是真正有好的品格，所以他们最高的目标，最大的心愿是好好的服，是来在教会里面提供好的领导。
At the same time, we must also understand no human being is perfect.
同时，我们要了解没有人是完美的。
We also should pray that God will lead our churches to repentance and revival in spite of flawed leaders.
即使有领袖跌倒的这样的时候，我们也求神在。即使在这样的光景里面，仍然求神能够帮助这些教会或这些领袖来悔改，并且能够得到复兴。
These days, God has opened my eyes.
这些日子神让我开我的眼睛。
To see the kind of person I become when I once again let His Holy Spirit probe into my heart and shine within me.
这些日子神让我能够看到我自己是什么样一个人。
I'm aware of my of the situation when I love gets cold and when it gets replaced by bitterness and resentment.
神让我看到我常常我对我的爱渐渐的变冷了，而且被这个苦毒还有愤怒所取代。
We all live in a world full of the likes of Abimelech.
所以我们常常在看到我们活在一个充满了像亚比米勒这样的光景的的生活里面。
The ambitions and the evils of Abimelech really lived within you and me.
因为我们看到就在你我的心里面也常常有像亚比米勒这样的野心甚至恶毒。
Are you aware of the capacity to become like Abimelech if you insist on being your own king?
我们有时候也会像亚比米勒一样以自我为中心要立自己为王。
This problem can be countered by no other means other than the blood of Jesus Christ.
当我们要来面对这些罪的时候除了来到耶稣宝血之前别无他法。
Jesus Christ was forced to be a king with the crown made by thorn bushes.
耶稣基督被迫在十字架上人家把他戴上了这个荆棘的冠冕。
But with the blood shed, he achieved the salvation for all of us.
因为他在十字架上的流血，为成为我们众人的赎罪。
Even though Jesus was made king, but he said his kingdom is not of this world.
虽然耶稣在十字架上被嘲笑的像一个国王，但他真正的他的国度是无穷尽的，并不是在这个世上。
He reigns over us by being a servant of all.
而且，他是先做我们的仆人。
As the book of Philippians says, Philippians 2:5-11 says about our Lord Jesus Christ, your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ.
所以我们应该学习腓立比书二章五到十一节所说的，你们应当以耶稣基督的心为心。
Who, being the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on cross.
成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
Verse 11.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
In the Apostle Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, he has always prayed for people who he ministered to.
那保罗在写给帖撒罗尼迦教会的书信里面，他也一直在为这些与他同工的人祷告。
One particular prayer stood out to me.
他有这样一个祷告特别让我扎心。
It comes from 1 Thessalonians 3:12. Where he prayed, May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as I do for you.
帖撒罗尼迦三章十二节，他这样子祷告：又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能增长、充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
Let this also be our prayer.
但愿我们也能够常常这样子祷告。
Let us ask God to increase our love to overflow, just like Apostle Paul prayed.
让我们向神求，让他的爱使我们能够让求他让我们的爱能够像保罗这样子。
Can you imagine how our church, our relationship with each other will be like if our love for each other increases and overflows?
如果我们有这样的爱心充满在我们教会里面，你可以想象这个教会的光景还有多好。
When we ask God to increase and overflow our love for other,
当我们向神求让我们的爱能够增长
，For one another, what God does is He first takes us to the cross and has us to learn the way of Christ.
神会带我们到十字架前，并且让我们学习耶稣的样式。
Whenever we reject the tempting call of Abimelech to be a king,
如果我们能够弃绝亚比米勒那样子自己要做王的野心
，Whenever we reject the tempting call of the thorn bush,
或者是像那个荆棘所讲出来的话
，then the Christian principles of new life may be implemented by the Lord within us.
那么神就能够在我们的心中赐给我们这个做基督徒的这些原则。
We Christians should be like the trees planted by God.
我们好像是神栽种的这些树。
It is said of the Lord in the Psalms, He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and the vegetation for the service of man, that He may bring forth food from the earth and wine that makes glad the heart of man.
在诗篇104篇14-16节这么写道。神使草生长给六畜吃，使菜蔬发长，供给人用，使人从地里能得食物。
And wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. We are told the cedars of Lebanon which he planted.
又得酒能够悦人心，得油能够润人面，得粮能够养人心。佳美的树木就是利巴嫩的香柏树，是耶和华所栽种的，都满了枝浆。
Full of juice, may this be our prayer and hope.
但愿我们都能够我们祷告，我们的生命都能够像这样的美好。
For ourselves and for our leaders.
为我们自己，也为我们的教会的领袖们祷告。
May God bless His own word.
求神祝福他自己的话语。